You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo now joins us. He's with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me about the weather forecast across the Midwest first for the next several days, please?
Yeah, well, with the pattern here upcoming, even in the short term, we are going to see over the next several days still some unseasonably cool temperatures here across the Corn Belt, and along with that, some scattered showers and storms in the southern and far eastern sections of the Midwest, namely, and we're seeing that right now in areas of Indiana, kind of exiting Illinois, and then on into Ohio. However, one of the things that's going to be taking place shortly thereafter is that by the end of this week, temperatures will be rebounding. In fact, rebounding back to warmer than normal levels, and that looks to stay in place through all of next week. And thus, this stretch of cooler than normal temperatures that we've been in for basically the past week or so, it's short-lived, and we're seeing heat return. Again, nothing extreme is in the cards here over the next couple of weeks, but a return of warmer than normal temperatures can be expected here by the end of this week and then on into next week. With that increase in temperatures, we're not seeing any kind of major precip opportunities for the Midwest. Granted that there will be some rain activity at times, including some thunderstorm development, but overall, for the majority of the Midwest, I'm going to be in a below normal rainfall pattern, which is an extension of the general below normal rainfall that we've seen.
So last night there were a few storms that rumbled through parts of Illinois. How widespread was that, and how much rainfall did it drop?
Yeah, the most significant rainfall here over the past, well, not only past 24 hours, but also over the past, over the full weekend, portions of eastern Nebraska down into the far southern counties of Iowa, northern Missouri into central Illinois. Now, some of those areas had been on the drier side, especially portions of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. And so these rains were definitely welcome there, but overall pretty concentrated just in that southwestern part of the Corn Belt.
When you look further into the month of August, do you see another rainfall event in the next, 7 to 14 days?
We see minor opportunities for rain, but from a overall a main storm system coming through, which you can't have at this time of year, an upper level wave moves into the Midwest and produces more widespread rains. We do not see that type of pattern here, and that's mainly due to the fact that the upper level pattern is changing. We're getting into a northern base ridge environment again, and that helps to limit these waves of low pressure from tracking directly into the Corn Belt.
And then again, if you could give me the temperatures, maybe the highs and whether the lows will be very warm overnight or not.
Yeah, as we get into late this week and on in through next week, specifically in the Corn Belt, highs will be climbing generally into the upper 80s to mid 90s. Some of the hottest temperatures will be more so confined to the western and southern areas of the Corn Belt and areas of Nebraska into Missouri, southern Iowa, and here in central southern Illinois and Indiana. From a minimum temperature standpoint, overall, upper 60s and low to mid 70s will be the minimum temperatures across most areas.
Okay, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Brisk Pulse. He is out of Chicago. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.